There's an effort underway by airlines and passengers to get the rules changed when it comes to the emotional support animals that can be brought on board flights. Not just dogs, but also pigs, monkeys, and turkeys. A special advisory committee to the Department of Transportation met earlier this month to look into this issue. And joining us now is Vicky Croak, who covers all things animal for us. Hi, Vicky.
Hey, Jeremy.
And what is the purpose of this committee, first of all?
So this service animal working group was put together, in the words of the Department of Transportation, to address whether to amend the definition of service animals that may accompany passengers with disabilities on a flight. So the committee includes people from the DOT, airlines, and disability advocacy groups. And today we heard from the DOT that the committee decided to discontinue talks last week because they had reached the point where, quote, further talks seemed unlikely either to move towards consensus or generate significant new and useful information. So airlines are required to allow animals like guide dogs to accompany people with disabilities on a flight. And for more than a decade, the DOT has included emotional support animals. These come in a variety of species, and they provide support for animals with recognized mental or emotional disorders. But it's claimed that animals like pigs and turkeys are disrupting the atmosphere of jet cabins. And in the words of USA Today, the airlines would like to close the barn door on emotional support animals.
And I have to say, I fly a fair amount. I've never been on board with a pig or a turkey, I don't think. Maybe they were there. But you're saying no more pigs.
Well, we don't know if there will be changes and what they might be, but they could limit species. The Americans with Disabilities Act only recognizes two as service animals, dogs primarily, and to some extent, trained miniature horses.
So is the problem just a disagreement over the species that are allowed to travel in the cabin?
No, it might end up addressing other things, the size of an animal, or it might come down to the work animals do. What's a service animal versus an emotional support animal? The Department of Justice describes tasks that service animals do, but it says emotional support animals are supposed to provide comfort just by being with the persons. It can be really murky, even on their FAQ page, to the question of whether someone's dog calming them for an anxiety attack would count as a service dog. The answer is that depends.
Well, and I know that the complaint is that people are using the ability to bring these emotional support animals on when they really don't need them. What would be the point of doing that?
Service and emotional support animals can get benefits that pets don't. They fly without the usual pet fees. And unlike pets who are supposed to be kept in carriers under the seat, comfort animals on some airlines are allowed to even be on the passenger's lap.
Aren't there rules, though, already in place to prevent people cheating on this issue?
Well, I turned to Dr. Hal Herzog with that question. And he's an emeritus professor of psychology at Western Carolina University. And he has a special focus on humans and animals. And he points out that there's no federally recognized certification process for emotional support animals or service animals, and that current rules are, in his words, loosey-goosey. Here's what he had to say.
There are legitimate situations in which the company of an animal can enable to fly and live their life in a more full way. However, it's almost impossible for me to envision a set of rules which is going to be able to separate the real from the fake.
Online, people can purchase ways of getting away with that, by the way. There's no doubt in my mind that animals do tremendous things for us. The question is, well, how do we sort out what's fair for everyone?
That's Vicky Croak, who covers all things animal for us. Vicky, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.